television baby girl like no one else, and Pacifico, which all three I'm already a fan of and I'm obsessed with, and I did buy tickets to their show because they are coming to Vancouver October 2nd this fall. So I'm very, very excited about that. I'm so, so beyond excited to see them live. I've been the fan of theirs for a good few years now, and I just love them. Like, I think they're so cool and so awesome. So I'm also really excited to see other people who are fans of their show, because like, I have yet to meet anyone that loves their music, but every time I show them their music, they're like obsessed with it and they like really like it. So I'm like, okay, where are the other Night Tapes fans? And they have just such a fun, unique sound that I love to listen to, and we will all listen to. I was so excited about buying their tickets, but I think they're still for sale. They're not sold out. So you can definitely go check out Night Tapes, and just go check out their music in general. They have a lot of really fun, softer tones that you can play at like any time of the year. Great music for the summer, great music for the fall, great music for the winter, great music for the spring. Just great music all around, and I'm really obsessed with their sound recently. So definitely check them out. Night Tapes, they're on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud. They're on it all. So definitely check them out whenever you have the chance. For now, we're going to listen to a little bit of Night Tapes, but don't go away, because after Night Tapes, I'm going to be talking about video games, because I have recently developed a new obsession towards a game, which doesn't happen often, so I'd like to speak on that anyway. So for now, here is Pacifico by Night Tapes on their newest album, Portals/Polarities, coming out September 26th. So cool, so fun, so awesome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and that was just Baby Girl Like No One Else by Night Tapes on their up-and-coming album, Portal/Polarity, is coming out September 26th, this fall. Welcome. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy and thankful that you are here joining me today on this fun Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for supporting such an amazing local community radio. Thank you for your support. You're so cool and awesome. Welcome. So, Night Tapes coming to Vancouver October 2nd. Be there or be square. You know, like, it's going to be such an epic, cool show at The Pearl. Okay. I said I was going to talk about cool video games. So, I'm not necessarily into video games. I'm not, like, a huge video game fanatic. However, when there is a game that I like, I'm all over it. It's all-consuming. I can't stop playing it until I've literally done everything, and it's just awesome. So, I mean, I was really into Stardew Valley, obviously, for a long time. I got really into Stardew Valley. I love Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley is one of my video games that I obsess over and I love. And if you are into, like, any type of, like, Animal Crossing or Sims or, honestly, even Minecraft, like, it's kind of a combination of all three of those. And so Stardew Valley, that's not the game I want to talk about, but that is one of my favorite games. And you have to play it, like, through specific, like, forms. But if you want to play it on your laptop or computer, use the software Steam. If you buy it through Steam, you can play it on your laptop or, like, computer, and it's really fun. So if you use it through Steam, I think it's, like, $20. It's a wonderful game. Such a cool game. Anyway, the game I wanted to talk about, I also play through Steam. On my laptop, just because, like, I like playing games in my room. So the backstory about this game is that I didn't know what it was. Like, I just had the main character. Someone gave me a pin at a music festival, a quite nicely sized pin. Like, it's not a small pin, it's just a cute pin. And it's like, had this image of this little lamb with this cute little hat on, and he's like sort of like, I don't know, satanic inspired, I'd say, a little bit on the darker side of the lamb, but he's cute. Like, he's this cute little lamb. I'm gonna put the picture of him that was on the pin as my, like, image header for this episode. So if you want to see the picture of the lamb, go to my on CJSF, you can go to my Raccoon City, like, page, and you can find this week's episode, and I will put the image of the lamb on that episode so you can go find it. It's online at cjsf.ca if you want to see this little picture of this little lamb. So I'm wearing this pin, like, I've been wearing it ever since I went to that music festival, just because I love this little picture of this little lamb. I'm like, oh, he's so cute. Like, oh my goodness. Like, I love wearing him, and people are like, it's just a cool pin. I'm like, I just love this guy. And eventually I was wearing it, and I was like, who are you? Like, why am I wearing you every day? Like, who are you? Like, why are you here? Like, what are you doing? And I could not, for the life of me, figure out. I couldn't find out. Like, I just kept typing, like, little tiny lamb in red, little tiny lamb. Like, it was like, I just couldn't find him. Cartoon lamb. Like, I just couldn't find him. I was like, oh, who is this guy? Like, why is he here? Like, he's got to be from something. He can't be that cute and awesome and not just be, like, from something. So I did the, like, Google, like, you know how you can, like, take pictures of things and, like, it'll scan the internet and then tell you what it is. And I found it. And he's the main character of a video game called Cult of the Lamb. And when I tell you I'm obsessed with this game, like, I am obsessed with this game. It's so cute. And you're just this little lamb, and you can play two player if you want. And the other person can be a goat. It's so weird. And so the basis of this game is like you're like a little lamb, and you can look it up on YouTube too. There's like the trailer is really cute. But it's just like you have to defeat these different, like, you have to build a cult, and you have to like take care of the cult, and it's all these tiny little forest critters. There is a raccoon. I haven't unlocked the raccoon yet because it's hard. And so basically it's just a really fun video game that you can play through Steam on your computer if you're into really cool little weird video games. It's by Massive Monster, which is an Australian video game production. It's just a cute game. The animation is really, really fun, and it's like fighting game. Like, you have to like defeat monsters and like enemies or whatever, and like save cult members and then bring them into your cult, and then but it's like not like scary, but it's weird enough to be like cool. Like, it's not like so cute, but it's not so spooky. It's like a good mix of like weird but awesome. Anyway, that's Cult of the Lamb. If you want to play the game, it's a wonderful game. It's really fun and really cool and really awesome. Anyway, my hour is wrapping up. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Raccoon City, here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. You can check out so many more amazing shows and programmers and music and sound and talk radio on cjsf.ca. There's so many cool shows out there, and on 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to play a cool video game, I recommend Cult of the Lamb. It's a wonderful, cute, fun, cool game. And Stardew Valley. Anyway, now I'm going to be playing a little bit more Donna Summer, because I love her. And I've been listening to her, and I'm going through her catalog of music, and I'm just so obsessed with everything she brings to the table. I love her energy. I love her music. I love her sound. Donna Summer has an album called, oh my goodness, it's called Four Seasons of Love. This album, so cute. It just has five songs, which I think I'm kind of obsessed with. The five songs, the first one, it starts with Spring Affair, then it's Summer Fever, then it's Autumn Changes, and then it's Winter Melody, and then it's Spring Affliction, which I'm obsessed with. So I love the four seasons. I love the continual theme, and then I love the name, and I love the album cover. The album cover is literally just her on the moon looking stunning and gorgeous. So, of course, because it's springtime, I will play Spring Affair, and then maybe in a few weeks I'll play Summer Fever, because I think Summer Fever might be one of my favorites of the entire album, but Spring Affair is also really good. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Raccoon City. I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, like always. I hope you have such an amazing week. I hope you have such an amazing day, and I hope you have such an amazing springtime. For now, here is Spring Affair by Donna Summer on her album Four Seasons of Love. Bye! You got